Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all this evening. And this evening we're going to do an awareness meditation. But I want to talk a little bit about, before we do it, about how we start to get a little deeper with our awareness, and very specifically how we become able to recognize things that are going on, whether they be going on in our bodies or in our minds or in our hearts, at ever more levels of subtlety. What tends to happen is, especially living in a noisy world as we do, is that we tend to, whenever we're experiencing anything, whether it be a physical sensation or something going on in our mind or something going on in our heart, we tend to focus and stay at the level of whatever's the biggest and the loudest thing, you know. So, you know, if you've got a pain in your leg, then you completely focus on the pain in your leg and you don't notice anything else that's going on in your body. Okay, or if you're worried about something, you focus on what you're worried about and you completely ignore everything else that's going on. And so, you know, and this is kind of called gross awareness, where you're only aware of the very big things that are going on. And it's not that there aren't other things going on, and also it's not that those things aren't important necessarily. But it's just by focusing only on the gross awareness, okay, we ignore and we don't see all of the other things that are going on. Any of you who've ever been, and I'm sure this is true of all of us, in a relationship, know what it's like when the other person is focused on one thing and can't see anything else that's going on. Well, we all do that, and we all experience that. And one of the things we can do in meditation is to experiment moving into awareness of deeper and deeper subtlety. And the way we do this, hey there, the way we do this is by starting with the gross. We actually start with the grossest level of awareness, like what is going on, okay? And rather than getting all wrapped up with it, you know, so say you're sitting there and you've got some discomfort in your leg or whatever. Rather than getting wrapped up with it, what you do is you first say, is that pleasant, unpleasant, or kind of neutral? Okay? As simple as that. Just say, is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? So, you know, maybe say, oh, that's unpleasant. You know, my leg's giving me jip. And then what you do is you accept the fact that that's what's happening. You acknowledge it and you let go of it. Now, that's not to say that it stops, but you stop fixating on it. And then you can sit in awareness and say, well, what's next? What else is going on? And then maybe you'll notice something else. Maybe you'll notice that actually you just notice that you're wearing far too warm a sweater for this room, hypothetically speaking. You think, I'm feeling really warm, okay? Is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Yeah, it's kind of neutral, actually. You know, it's really not that bad. And you acknowledge it, you accept it, and you let go of it. And you keep doing that. So as new things arise, you notice new sensations in your body, as with each one. And as you do this, you start noticing things which you didn't notice at first. You know, maybe there's a slight tingling in your toes that you hadn't noticed. Again, you know, is that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Accept it, acknowledge it, and let go of it. And so it's this pattern of going through, you know, what do I notice? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Accept it, you know, acknowledge it, accept it, and then let go of it. And you'll find that as you do that, and we'll, like I say, we'll start by doing it with our bodies, and then we'll do it with our minds, which is often the difficult part because there's usually all sorts of things going on in our minds. But again, doing exactly the same thing, you know, noticing what's going on. Maybe you're worrying about something that's going to happen tomorrow morning. So you first say, is that pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? Well, if you're worrying, it's probably unpleasant. Okay. Then you acknowledge it, accept it. That's where I am. I'm worrying about something for tomorrow morning. And then you let go of it. And then having let go of it, maybe something else will present. Oh, there's something else going on in my mind. And with none of these things, you're not trying to push them away. You're not trying to deny they exist. You know, so if you're worried, you're not trying to deny that you're worried about something. If you have discomfort in your leg, you're not trying to deny that you have discomfort in your leg. But what you're doing is you're noticing it, acknowledging it, accepting it, letting go, and then allowing yourself to be in a position to notice the next level. And as you do this, you'll find that you'll notice more and more subtle things. That where you may have thought that there was only one big thing going on, that there's actually many things going on. And you can be aware of all of them, even down to the most, the tiniest level of subtlety. So that's what we'll be doing. Like I say, we'll do it in three stages. Firstly with our bodies, then with our minds, and then with our hearts. And that's it. It'll be fully guided, so for those of you who are new, don't worry. There's nothing you need to know, nothing you need to remember. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff, the thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving yourself the gift of being here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sounds around us. Sound of the traffic in the street. Sound of the air, the heating system, sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion and the mat are both pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. From that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis, and taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts and not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. And becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. And as we meditate, allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of your breathing, and using your breath as a place that your mind can return to if you become distracted or you wander off. And with your mind still resting gently on the process of your breath, noticing what's going on in your body right now. Starting by noticing the biggest, most obvious thing. And whatever that is, asking yourself whether that's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then just acknowledging it, accept it, and let go of it, and return to awareness of your breath. Now noticing what else is going on in your body. Noticing the next thing. Thing that's not quite as obvious as the first. And again, once you notice that next thing, asking if it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And then just acknowledging it. Accepting it. And letting go and returning to your breath. And keep on in that manner, noticing ever, ever more subtle sensations that are going on in your body right now. With each one, asking whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Then acknowledging it, accepting it, and letting go. And now with your mind still resting and awareness of your breathing, notice how your mind is right now. Maybe it's quiet. Maybe it's noisy. Maybe it's agitated. Notice whether the sensation of what's going on in your mind right now is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. But just as you did with the sensations in your body, acknowledge it. Accept it. And let go of it. Returning to your breath. If something else arises in your mind, work with that in the same way, noticing whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Acknowledging it, accepting it, and letting go of it. And again, noticing the more and more subtle things that are going on in your mind right now. Now again with your mind resting on your breath. Notice what's going on in your heart right now. Maybe there's happiness and joy, or hurt and anger or sadness. But again, starting by noticing the biggest thing. Noticing whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And again, acknowledging it, accepting it. And letting go of it. And again, going a level deeper. Noticing what else is going on. Or how those feelings aren't as simple and one-dimensional as we sometimes think. But going to the next level of subtlety. Noticing what else is going on. And again, noticing whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Acknowledging it. Accepting it, and letting go again. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here. in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.